今天呢，其实我在这两天为准备今天的讲什么的时候呢，其实我心里面有很多的挣扎。
This couple say, as I'm preparing the sermon, I have lots of struggle in my heart.
但是刚才咪咪在敬拜的时候，神感动他说的那些话呢，就是神要让我也要讲的。
When Mimi was leading the worship, what she prayed for is what is on my heart, what God speak to me.
神呢，今天要把我们很多的面具都要去。
God will take away our mask.
那我们要真实的来面对我们自己，面对神。
We will come out
to face the Lord. 要真实的来进到父的家里。
And come to God's house.
那你知道，我们戴面具，或者我们。这个信仰呢，如果是不真实的话，是非常沉重的。
If our belief is not real, it's very heavy.
大家相信吗？
Do you believe?
如果这个信仰是戴着面具，或者不真实的，
or it's not true,
或者这些心事的东西呢，
or,
对我来说是非常沉重的，
then it will be very heavy. It's a kind of.
那我相信我们最近教会里面好多弟兄姐妹心里面也有一些问题。
Recently, our regarding our church, some member have some.
那有人也看，我们也看到，有的人也离开，有的人也进来。
Some people go and some people come.
所以教会呢也有一些震动，这一两年都有很多的震动。
And these couple years, the church has is shaking a little bit.
那这种震动究竟是从神来的，还是从撒旦来的？我们怎么样来应对它？对我们是一种鼓励，还是一种灰心
？So this kind of shaking either is come from God or is from the devil.
那我们的家庭里面。也是一样。
Our family is the same.
我相信好多人的孩子也长大了。
I believe that most of your kids is grown up.
那要出有的就上大学了。
Some people go to university.
有的面对好多跟孩子之间的挣扎。
Some people struggle with their kids.
婚姻家庭。
Even marriage in our family.
经济。
Financially.
对，我们都要面对这一切。
We need to face.
有很多的摇动。
There are lots of shaking.
身体的健康。
Health.
星期五的时候，我们向教会或者团队的一些聚集的时候呢
，When all the leaders from Church of Zion gathers，
赵牧师就从别的地方回来，他讲到一件事情。
Yeah, Paul Gideon come from other places and he said，
他讲到现在全世界的教会都被神震动。
Even the churches globally, have been shaken by God.
好多教会就说他。就发现那种震动就是把它原来的 structure 那种结构啊什么完全在打破。
God has, I guess, pushed down the original structure of the church.
包括大家知道的这个 IHOP，
including IHOP，
他们今年呢就做最后一次的叫做 One Thing Gathering。
This year, IHOP has One Thing Gathering。
因为今年有一个聚会，那就是一个聚会呢，就是说他邀请新教会邀请去，他们非常渴慕就是这一份。
Yeah, this year IHOP has invited Church of Zion to go there because they are eager. They long to,
就是要回家，回天父的家。
They long to go back to the Father's house.
要有一个正式的家。
They long for the real, family home.
结果他们发现，过去虽然追求的就是一直追求跟耶稣的亲密。
Even though they find out that before, years they have been go after God for years，
但是发现人和人之间的关系非常疏远。
They realize that the relationship between each one of them is very far。
怎么会呢
？How？
所以呢，现在他们发现，就是说，必须要进入这样一种真实的一种家，属于的家。
Now they realize that they have to go into this real。Home.
所以这个整个的 IHOP 现在也在震动。
So this whole IHOP is has been shaken as well.
好多人很高兴。
Most of people are happy.
好多人离开。
Most people left. Some people left.
就是这样一个状况。
This is the
那神究竟在做什么
？So what is God doing?
神要做真实的东西。
God wants to do the real thing.
所以把一切可震动的都要震动掉，留下的就是真正的神的国度。
God will shake anything that can be shaken and leave the real thing.
而且很这些牧者、老牧者，我们都有这种感受，就是神非常的紧急。
All the senior pastor has the same feeling that God is very in Russia.
为什么？因为大家看到世界的局势，很多事情在发生，我们没有时间再在那里晃来晃去。
So when you see what is happening in the world, we don't have time. You know, everything is shaken.
所以这种关系，更深的关系，必须要进入一种真实。
So the relationship, our relationship with God has to be real.
跟人家庭的关系也要进入一种真实。
The relationship with each other, with our family, need to be in a real, to get real.
所以我们跟神的这种这个同行的过程呢，是完全在神的保护里面。
So the journey, with God.Relationship with God is we are in the same place. God will protect us.
所以没有时间来玩教会。有人用一个词叫做 play church.
So we don't have time to play church.
什么叫玩教会呢？
What is play church?
就是我要做我一些喜欢的事情，忙做我自己的愿望。
It means I want to do what I, you know, what I like to do.
Church 应该这样。
Church should be like
教会应该那样。
Church should be like that.
这样高兴，
then
那样不高兴。这样的敬拜好，那样的敬拜不好。
This kind of worship is good, that kind of worship is not good.
这些神都要把它剥掉。
So God will take away all of those.
虽然这些都是重要的。
Even though those are very important.
但是神要把重要的东西放在重要的地方。
God will put the important stuff first.
感谢主，今天 Johnny 来没有欢迎。因为 Johnny 的对我来说都很熟悉，所以就好像忘记欢迎了。
We welcome Stephen.
Stephen， 他改名叫 Stephen。
He changed his name from Johnny to Stephen.
欢迎你啊，欢迎你，
welcome.
欢迎你。对对对，因为 Stephen 的面孔对我来说太熟悉，所以我对这些没有，好像没有这种欢迎的意识。anyway， 欢迎你。那他回来肯定也有些故事，有机会你要来讲。
When he comes back, probably he has some testimonies too. Maybe when you have time, later on we will come with him.
那我要做一个祷告，我真的有很多东西要讲，但不知道从哪里开始。
Prayer, I don't know where to start.
主啊，是的，主，我感谢你，赞美。
Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I give you thanks.
主啊，你让我们每一个人要变得真实。
You will get real with us, with every one of us.
你让牧师也要变得更真实。
You will let pastor get real.
因为我们没有办法。这样子走这条天上的路程，
we don't have the ability to walk this heavenly path，
除非我们跟你有一个非常真实的关系。
Unless our relationship with you is real，
我们也没有办法建造任何的教会。
We cannot build churches，
除非我们在你的里面彼此之间有一个真实的关系。
Unless in you we have a real relationship with each，
所以我们今天祷告，
so、
你的爱在这里。
Your love be among us.
你的同在在这里。
Your presence be with us.
你让孩子所捡的。
You let me.
你让我捡的。
I speak.
都是从你而来的。
Come from you.
能够来荣耀你的名。
May whatever I say go.
合你的心意。
And what is on your heart.
能够来造就彼此。
I can.
最要紧的是，
主啊。
愿你的灵在这里，真实的你来建造每一个人。
Let your spirit be here and encourage every one of us.
不是我在这里讲。
It's not about me talking here.
而是你在这里。
It is you here.
把你的爱。
Give us your love.
赐给每一位。
To everyone.
安慰每一位。
Comfort everyone.
建造每一位。
Build up everyone.
把信心赐给每一位。
Give us faith.
建造每一位。
Build up everyone.
把盼望赐给每一位。
Give us hope.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我觉得刚才在敬拜的时候，我就感受的就是要讲一些真实的故事。
So when during the worship, I feel that we should have some real stories.
那一些经文呢，在我的脑子里面就说。
This one verse.
这是希伯来书第十二章第二节，大家可以翻开。那我今天就从这节经文开始，我要讲我的一些故事，特别是我软弱的事情，我要给大家来讲为什么。
From this verse, I want to share my weaknesses. Why?
因为神是创始成终的神。
Because God is the Alpha and the Omega.
这句经文呢，可以请妮娜讲一下，读一下英文的。
So Hebrew chapter 12, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand.Of the throne of God.
这里讲到呢，就是说我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。我在我自己祷告的时候呢，常常以这个名字来祷告，就是创始成终的耶稣。
I pray with this name, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
因为为什么我也不知道，我就发现就是说，生我们必须要抓紧紧的抓住耶稣，不然我们走不到底。
We have to get a hold of God, otherwise we cannot go far. Hold firmly, otherwise we cannot go far.
我想每一个弟兄姐妹呢，在这个过程里面也是。
I believe.
有时候会怀疑，走到某个地方就说：“神啊，你在哪里？”
So I believe that all of you, you know, during this journey, sometimes we have doubt that God, where are you?
你真的是创始成终的吗
？Are you the perfecter? You know, are you real?
你给我的应许，你真的会实现吗
？The promises you give me, will it come true?
你在我生命里面的带领，真的你能把我带到一个美好的迦南地吗
？The way that you leave me in my life, you know, is it real that you will lead me to a better place?
还是你把我放到半路就不管了
？Or you leave me halfway?
甚至你跟我过不去
？Or are you against me?
甚至你会陷害我
？Or are you giving me troubles?
神会不会陷害你
？Will God give you trouble?
理论上不会。
Theoretically, no.
但是我们在经过某些过程的时候呢，我们会觉得神跟我过不去。
As we walk our journey, we will think that He's against us.
我就讲一段我自己的故事。
I'm going to talk to you about my story.
我有太多的故事，我不知道从哪里从圣灵感动到哪里就讲到哪里。
I don't know where to stop, but when the Spirit, you know, asked me to stop, I'll stop.
如果你听过的话呢，你就耐心一点。
Heard before, be patient.
我相信神借着我的故事跟今天中间一些人要讲。
Through my story, I believe that God will talk to some of you.
其实我刚信主以后呢
，After I believe in Christ，
被圣灵充满
，I feel the Spirit filled me up。
那生活里面大部分时间充满了喜乐和力量。
Most of the time I have joy。
我天天都会去敬拜。
I will praise God every day。
我那时候在蒙吉尔大学读博士。
When I study PhD at university。
因为我在受洗的时候呢，神医治了我的失眠症。
God healed my insomnia.
我回去开始继续读我的 PhD. 在这之前我已经休学了。
After that, I go back and continue my PhD. Before that, I already stopped my study.
我就非常非常的高兴。
I'm so happy.
我在准备我的博士资格考试的时候呢，我会带一本歌本，唱歌的本。
When I was preparing my exam for my PhD exam, I will have a songbook.
我就找一个空闲的教室
I will find an empty space
我就唱上个几十分钟歌我就再开始学习
I will worship for about 10 minutes then I start studying before I start studying I will worship for about 10 minutes
反正拼命的传福音
and then I will spread the gospel
anyway 这是我看起来很阳光的一个方面
my it looks like so sunny to me
好多人也羡慕我
lots of people desire
我的那种热情感动很多的人
My passion for Christ has motivated lots of people
因为这种热情有时候也搞了一些 trouble
Because this kind of passion, this kind of fire will give me into some trouble
因为我不管男的女的老的少的呢都传福音
Because I don't care who you are, I just spread the gospel
都帮助他们
I help them
帮助他们搬家帮助他们的移民帮助学习这个什么都帮助
Help them move their houses, immigration, and lots of stuff
在教会里面帮椅子也做，讲道也做，祷告会也带领，主日学也带领。
I do Sunday school, move the chairs, sermon, everything.
所以有些女孩子就很喜欢我这种热情。
Lots of girls, ladies like me.
那最后发现，哎呦，我说不是这个意思，我只是希望你信主而已。
But at the end, no, it's not like that. I just want you to believe in Christ.
后来我就发现了，我说真的不对劲啊。
This is not very good. It's not right.
那我一传福音这么热情就。 发现人家就误解我。
This passion people got mistaken that I have.
那是不是神你就只让我给一半的人这种男人传福音，不能跟女人传福音呢？
God, do you want me to spread the gospel to only female, or only male, not male?
那我就开始祷告，我说。
So I started praying.
神啊，你给我一个太太。
So give me a wife, God.
所以这样我可以。我可以向男人传福音，也可以向女人传福音。
If I have a wife, then I can spread the gospel to male or female.
那更重要的，为什么要祷告有一个太太呢？
The most important thing why I pray for a wife is.
其实说穿了，男人呢就是很孤独。
The truth is because we male are lonely.
别人看着我都非常的喜乐，非常的阳光，哇，到处去传福音。
In other people,
带着一个极大的热情。
You know, people see me as very happy, joyful, passionate about spreading the gospel.
身上有死不亡的力量。
Have lots of energy.
但是我单独的时候，我发现非常的孤独。
But when I'm alone, I feel so. I want to by myself. I feel lonely.
我说神啊，我只需要。
So God, I need a wife. I need friends.
我需要家庭。
I need to have family.
就开始祷告。
So I started praying.
祷告当然，这个神就有他的带领。
So you know, God led me.
那后来就带领我。去了，Susan的那一个教会呢，就认识她，结婚了。这是一段故事。
So finally, God led me to Susan Church and met her, and then got married.
但是在那个时候，我发现，那个作为一个年轻人，25岁
，as a young man, I'm 25.
一方面我很爱主。
One hand, I love God.
另一方面有很多的需要。
The other hand, I have lots of needs.
感情上的需要。
In my relationship.Emotion,
还有这个经济上的需要。
And financial.
那时候经济上呢，其实是非常贫乏的。
Financially, I'm very needy.
但是那时候一个人吃饱呢，全家不饿，因为是个单身。
But at the time I was single, so it was okay. But as long as I'm full, it's okay.
但是呢。
But,
我自己就说，但是自己静下来的时候呢，就说发现我什么也没有。
When I'm quiet down,
我有的东西都给出去了，也没有多少可给。
I've given out, but nothing else to give.
啊，包括在刚要成家的时候。
Even when I'm about to get married.
我真的是两手空空。
I have nothing. My hands are empty.
我在认识我太太的时候，那时候是没有工作。
When I met my wife, I have no job.
因为也是神的一种摇动吧。
Because the thing is God's shaking.
我本来要去读神学，美国读神学，但是呢，美国不给我签证。
I was going to go to the state to go to Bible school, but my visa got denied.
就留在蒙特利尔。
So I was at Montreal.
就不知道要做什么。
I don't know what to do.
有没有找工作
？I wasn't looking for job.
甚至有人说你要服侍神。神都不让你服侍。
Even some people say that you should serve God. Even God said no.
你得了一个博士学位，
有没工作 ？And you don't have no job.
你究竟在做什么
？What are you doing?
我自己也觉得，我究竟在做什么
？I was even thinking to myself, what am I doing?
那时候不明白。
I don't understand.
所以人家在这边唱歌敬拜的时候啊，我就泪流满面。
I was crying.
我既不能去读神学。
I couldn't go to Bible college.
刚拿了一个博士文凭，但是没有工作。
But I have no job.
那你觉得怎么样的心情
？So what do you think that my you know?
那这条路上走呢，就是这样，一步一步，神就这样带。
Step by step, God led us.
所以我到今天就说，我都觉得神非常非常的，爱我。
God loved me so much.
但是在那个过程里面呢，我觉得
this process,
有些时候非常的痛苦。
Sometimes it's very painful. It's very painful.
这种痛苦没有办法给别人去讲。
You cannot tell other people about it.
那有时候只能在神面前来哭诉。
I can only come before God and talk to Him about it.
那我记得
I remember
那时候快30岁了，也没有结婚，也没有成家，要去读神学。
About to turn 30, and I don't have a family and no job and stuff.
那我刚才讲的就是说那个不能去美国那个之前的一段，我在插入。
So now I'm going to talk about before my visa got denied to go to the state to study Bible college.
因为那个之前呢，我相信我能够拿到 visa.
I truly believe that I can get visa. I can get visa.
那我就准备好了，我要回家去看看我的父母。
I was prepared to go home and look at take a look at my parents.
完了以后呢，三年我就准备在美国读神学。
3 years later, I prepared to study Bible college.
那三年，我相信我也不能回国再看我的父母，因为经济上各方面都没那种条件。
Those3 years, I believe that I won't be able to go back and look at my parents. So financially, it wasn't allowed as well.
所以就去看我的父母。
So before I go to Bible college, I went back home and look at my parents.
当然，我的爸爸对我去读神学这件事情呢，非常非常的气愤。
My dad was very angry that I want to go to Bible college.
我刚信主的时候呢，他倒没有那么反感。
When I believed in Christ, he wasn't that offensive.
但是当我要去读神学服侍主的时候，他非常的气愤。
But when I decided to serve God, he was very angry.
他给我写了一封信。
He wrote me a letter.
他说你要拯救灵魂吗？
You want to save soul?
想拯救你自己吗？
Save yourself first.
你想拯救你爸爸吗？
Save your dad first.
爸爸都气死了。
Your dad will get angry to death.
我姐姐也给我写一封信。
My sister wrote me a letter as well.
她说爸爸花了那么大的精力，送让你读最好的大学，送你出国。
Dad has spent everything, you know, let you go to college, let you go abroad to study.
你今天就。想当一个要饭的，因为在他们的眼里面，牧师都是靠奉献生活，就是伸手要饭。中国人能干的人都不伸手要人家的要饭。
So today you want to be a beggar in Chinese culture, they think that this is you know when you ask people for money you are beggar.
Pastor, being a pastor.
Pastor being pastor.
Depend on offering.
Yeah, people offer him, so that's kind of similar.
那时候我就觉得非常的无语，不知道怎么跟他们解释。
So I was speechless. I don't know how to explain to them.
但是我心里面知道我必须要走。
But in my heart, I know that I need to go.
天父要我走的道路。
I need to go where God wants me to go.
再加上我这个人本来就很独立。
Plus, I mean, I'm very independent.
也比较 stubborn.
Quite stubborn too.
Stubborn 说好听呢就是 very steady.
In a good way, it means very steady.
所以有的女孩子非常喜欢这种 steady 的这种男人。
So, you know, I'm in favor of the ladies because most of the ladies like stable person.
但是结婚以后他们就说他很 stubborn.
After got married, they think that you are very stubborn. Steady becomes stubborn.
其实 steady and stubborn is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
所以我这种 stubbornness, steadiness 呢就是我不管爸爸怎么讲姐姐怎么样我还是要去读神学。
So I don't care what my dad and my sister think. I still want to go to Bible college.
Anyway. 回到中国去的时候呢
When I was in China,
第一个事情我妈妈就说
The first thing my mom said,
30岁的人了你在外面晃来晃去做什么不结婚成家
you are wandering around, you know, you don't get married.
你在做什么
What are you doing?
不做正经事情
You don't have,
Right, don't do the right thing.
You are not doing the right thing.
他说结婚成家是 right thing.
My mom thought that, you know, getting married and have a family is the right thing to do.
我奶奶活着的时候就是这样，她每一次我大学读完要读硕士，她说你怎么还在读书呢？
When my grandma was alive, when I was studying my PhD, my grandma said, "How come you're still single?"
我们那个中学同学聚会的时候，有女孩子来到我们家里。
High school friends.
我奶奶就一直这样看她。
my high school
union,
my
grandma was like,
"Can't
look
at
that
girl."
No,
she
was
not my girlfriend.
I told her
to ask me that she was a girl. I told her I want to go to PhD, but she doesn't understand. She said, "You study, study." How come I'm never ending?
你为什么不做正经事呢
Why don't you just go to the right thing?
娶媳妇生孩子这是正经事情
Get a wife have kids that's the right thing to do
哎呀我说你这奶
Oh, grandma,
你不要管我不要管我
Leave me alone
奶奶孙子呢就开玩笑
just,
也不能太正经
You cannot be so serious
我就觉得老人家的话呢就是说 你不要管他就好
So I was thinking you know senior is just
但爸爸妈妈的话就不一样了他会很重啊奶奶呢，你就跟他开玩笑，开玩笑。
My mother just joking around, not so serious. My parents are, my dad and my mom is very serious.
所以我回国以后呢，妈妈就讲。
So when I went back, my mom said,
妈妈就说你跟我奶奶讲的是一样的话。她说你在外面晃来晃去做什么？
She said, what are you doing? Wandering outside.
不做正经事情。
You're not doing the right thing. Same as my grandma.
我成家生孩子。
You don't get married and have kids.
书读到什么时候才算够呢？
When is your study going to end?
今天你要读什么升学？ What? 不是读完了还要读什么升学？
So you finish your PhD and then you still want to study for Bible, go to Bible college and study?
她说你不结婚，我心里一点平安都没有。
Until you get married, I have no peace in my heart.
哎，我说呢，你如果信耶稣就有了平安。
I said, if you believe in Christ, you will have peace.
她说你不结婚，我也不信你的耶稣。
She said, if you don't get married, I don't believe your Jesus.
我说这个问题比较麻烦了。
Oh, this is trouble.
所以在从回国以后，要回到加拿大之前呢，我就祷告，想了一个办法骗他一下。
So before I come back to Canada, I thought of something to.Trick her.
Trick her to pray.
Trick her to pray.
Know the Lord.
To know the Lord.
我就说，哎，你不平安吗？
If you have no peace.
我又没对象。
I have no girlfriend.
那你就为我祷告。
Why don't you just pray for me?
你发现，肯祷告的话，神就听你的祷告了。
Maybe God will listen to you.
你就这样祷告啊。
So you just pray like that.
我就叫他祷告。
So I ask her to pray.
这其实是我是要弄着他要祷告信主。
I want her to pray so that she can believe in Jesus.
Anyway, 她就开始可能为我祷告。
So she started to pray, maybe.
结果回来从我家乡回到北京，准备来温哥华的路上，住在清华大学一个党委书记的家里。
I was in a campus housing.
在清华的一个
清华 University.
她的女婿呢是我的同学。
Her
Son-in-law
is my classmate.
所以我就关系挺好，住在他家里。
So my relationship is very good with her.
啊，去看一下一些我同学的父母。
Go to visit my.
所有的人呢都要给我介绍对象。
Everybody wants to introduce me a girl.
为什么呢？他一看你国外留学的，对不对？对，大博士毕业，对不对
？PhD.
30岁该成家了，对不对
？30 years old.
那所有的人都要介绍对象给我，而且就在国外的来找恒志先。我也不知道怎么讲。第一个，我不能跟这个清华大学党委书记讲，我是要去读神学做牧师，你不能跟党委书记讲这个东西。
I cannot talk to this university, one of the university leader that I want to go to study my own college.
Communist Party leader.
Communist Party leader.
所以我就支支吾吾。所有的人呢，去看他们那些父母，我都支支吾吾。
Everybody parents like that, I was like,
我当时我心里想，我说，哎呦。
In my mind, I'm thinking.
Anyway, 回来以后呢，就刚才讲的那个事情，就突然不能去美国，
所以
后就去了这个宣道会。
When I got back, you know, my visa got denied, and finally,
那就碰到师母。
宣道会。
我就送了一个照片去给我妈妈说，你的祷告发生功效了。
So I sent my mom a picture of Susan that you know your prayer is answered.
她说，哎呦，你这个事还蛮真的。
Well, she said your God.
才几个星期。
It's only 1 week.
你就有了对象，这么漂亮。
Your girlfriend so beautiful.
哇。
哇。
但是她不知道我的痛苦，我那一段时间就是，刚才我讲的就是说，人家觉得。读了博士没工作，要去侍奉神，神不让你侍奉他，敬拜的时候就是在流泪。
So as I said, you know, people look at me as you know, everything's good, PhD and stuff. But when during the worship, I was crying.
我还记得很清楚，第一次
I remember clearly
去跟师母约会的时候呢。
The first time I was in a dating with Susan.
我脸上都是油漆。
My face
was, 为什么在油漆的？
Why? Because
我住的那个地方呢，他正在修房子。
The place that I stayed, was having renovation.
我原来住在那个地方，退了房子，准备要去美国，又去不成，又住在那个地方。
I told them I'm not going to rent anymore, but because my visa got denied, so I will stay at the same place.
他在装修。
He was renovating.
他说很快就装修好了。
He says it's very quick.
他可以看我住进去了以后呢，他就放慢脚步，装修了好几个月。
So after he know that okay, I'm gonna keep.
天天我住在垃圾堆里。
Actually, it was quite slow. It's not very clean, and I was like living in a garbage dump.
所以呢，师母去这个约会的时候呢，脸上都是油漆什么的。有时候他刷一次，帮我帮他弄一下。
My face was painted.
兜里也没钱。
And I have no money in my pocket.
所以第一栋房是师母付的。我们约会的第一栋房子是我付的钱，所以我今天很纪念她，因为在我贫穷的时候，她愿意嫁给我。其实那时候还有另外一些故事，我不知道为什么讲那些故事，我相信在下面讲一些真实的经历。因为在那个地方住呢，住址就是那个刷油漆的地方住之前呢，我就住了两个地方，又住了两个地方。一个地方呢是我的 roommate 的家里。什么叫 roommate 的家里面呢？原来他住在我的地方，今天他的太太孩子来了，我没地方去呢，就住在他的家里。
I was staying with my roommate.
他的家里面没有地方给我住。
And he has no room for me to stay.
只有在楼梯下面可以放一个单人床。
There's only a place under the stair that it could fit a single bed.
我把我的行李箱放在旁边，另一边我就睡觉。我在穿裤子的时候，穿衣服的时候，我必须得躺着穿，我不能站起来穿，因为在楼梯底
下。
我说神啊，
so、God, I said,
我爱你，服侍你，今天
I love you, I serve you.
连个穿裤子站起来穿的地方都没有，
就
躺在床上才能穿裤子。
I
那后来我知道这个地方也不能长久。另外一个弟兄呢，刚信主，他说到我家来住吧。
Another member said come to my house.
他那是一个比较有钱的人。
He's quite wealthy.
我说有钱人家里面住呢，那应该可以住长一点。
So I'm thinking if I live in a wealthy people's house, maybe it's a long way to go.
就住在他的家里面，他们真的非常的热情。
I stay at his house.
但是那时候是一个单身。
But I was single then.
而且我这个人呢，单身惯了。
I'm used to being single.
东西都会到处乱扔。
My stuff are all over the place.
我认为我已经非常的整洁。
I think that I'm quite tidy.
但是对家庭主妇来讲，可能不是这样。
As a housewife, I don't think so.
而且他们对我真的很好。
They are very nice to me.
那我有很多的书。
I have lots of books.
十多箱书呢，就嘣，他那个走廊里面一堆。
All over the hallway.
我从越来越发现这个女主人的脸色呢不一样了，一天一天这个女主人的脸色在变。最后我想了想，我知道我再住的长的话会破坏我们的朋友的关系。我有一天呢，趁他们不在的时候，我就给他们做了一桌饭。一桌
I cook a whole...
其实我不会做饭的，但是我觉得那天我一定要给他们做一桌饭。我要谢谢他们。
I want to thank them.
完了必须向他们道别。
I will say goodbye to them.
不然的话我会破坏我和他的朋友关系。
Otherwise, I will destroy the friendship with him.
其实不怪他的太太，因为太太那时候怀孕。
She was pregnant at that time.
肚子越来越大，其实我不理解一个孕妇她需要很多的安静，需要很多的空间。
At that time, I didn't realize that you know, pregnant women need lots of quiet time and space.
我单身惯了，我什么东西都可以。
I was used to being
随便乱放。
And my stuff are everywhere.
可以占有她所有的空间。
I could take over all of her space.
但是我那时候慢慢的理解别人，开始理解。
Starting from that time, I started to thought of other people.
所以当他们回来的时候呢
？When they got back.
我的朋友、他的太太还有他的岳母一起回来，还有大孩子一起回来的时候呢，他看到一桌饭就很感动。
Saw the all the dishes that I cooked for them, they were happy.
我也没说什么，我没有说你的太太的脸色开始变了，我只是说我非常感谢。
My friend's wife was you know.
但是我觉着。
I just need thankful.
我差不多你们你太太怀孕了这方面需要更多的空间，那我一个单身比较容易在外面。
So I just said.
所以就后来又回到那个正在刷油漆的房子里。
So I said goodbye to them and then went back to my old place again.
那这是中间的一个片段。
This is just just a part of the journey.
那后来就是结婚。
And then I got married.
结婚以后又去读神学。
And then I went to Bible college.
那我觉着在这个过程里面呢，就是说到我再讲讲最近的一些片段。
I want to talk about the recent one.
有很多东西可以，可能每一年所经历的都可以写书。
Every year
起起伏伏，起起伏伏。
I can write a book about it, up and down.
那我在这里讲到的时候，每一个星期弟兄姐妹见到我，可能你见到我是蛮正面的。
Every week you see me as be very positive.
很少有负面的。
Very, very negative.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为
Because.
我觉得第一个呢，就是我必须要抓住主。
I need to hold, get a hold of the Lord.
任何负面的东西在我里面呢，我非常不舒服。
Every negativity in my mind, I don't feel comfortable.
所以明天早上出门的时候呢，我一定要祷告。
So every morning before I leave, I will pray.
祷告我就。让神洁净我。
Pray that God come and cleanse me.
哎，宽恕该宽恕的。
Forgive whoever I should be forgiven.
认该认的罪。
I repent.
那曾经有好长时间呢，明天早上我有很长时间的祷告。
There was a time every morning I have a long prayer.
师母呢就会来照顾孩子。
Susan will take care of the kids.
我要保证我出去服侍的时候，我是一个喜乐的人。
I want to make sure before I go serve anybody.
我不想把我负面的东西传染给别人。
I don't want my negativity affect anyone.
因为我真的，我心里面我愿意荣耀主的。
Because in my mind, I want to glorify God.
我常常给主讲，我说我的一举一动，我都要荣耀你。
I talk to God that every move that I make, I want to glorify you.
我愿意，当人看到我的时候，看到我的主是一个美好的主。
I'm willing to let other people see. When people see me, they will see God inside.
你让我所说的每一句话都要建造人。
Whatever I speak will glorify you.
那更何况我是牧师，是不是
？So an important pastor.
那站在这里的讲的话呢，是带着一个权柄。
Whatever I say has authority.
那如果是负面的话呢，杀伤力会非常之大。
It's like deadly.
是不是
？Right.
所以我会祷告，很多的祷告，我一定要来胜过我自己。
I will conquer myself.
其实很多时候有很多的不眠之夜。
Actually,
好多的睡不着的夜里面。
There are so many nights I couldn't sleep.
好多弟兄姐妹不知不觉就也不讲什么原因就离开教会。
So the loss of brothers and sisters didn't say anything and left.
那有的弟兄姐妹呢，跟我们很多年，非常忠心。
Been with us for years.
但是有些事情发生呢，无奈，他们必须要去别的地方。
So when things happen, they just have to leave.
他们也很难过。
We are sad as well.
我们也很难过。
We are sad as well.
那有些时候呢，教会里面就是说有好多，也有一些仇敌，就是魔鬼的一种各种的攻击啊，各方面。有些弟兄就变得非常的软弱，这些都会。作为一个牧师的话，我都会放在我的心上。
So when the church got shaken, maybe the devil doing, I'm not sure, but all this stuff I will keep it to myself.
我会放在心上祷告。
I will keep it to myself and pray.
那这些东西呢，就是说好多时候就会睡不着觉。
These things will, because of these things, I cannot sleep.
有时候甚至在梦里面会惊醒来。
I will wake up to my sleep.
师母说：“你为什么在梦里面喊叫呢
？”Why are you yelling in your dream?
那这些东西是别人看不见的。
These are the stuff that other people cannot see.
别人看见的是我在这里。祷告的时候充满能力，充满了圣灵。
What you see is when I'm talking here, you see my joy, you see my authority, you see the spirit filled.
那我相信我们每一个弟兄姐妹呢，都有类似或者不同的一种境况，就是我们都在一个过程里面呢，我们非常非常的需要主，有很多的软弱和挣扎。
So I believe that every one of you, similar to my experience, maybe others.We have lots of weakness and struggle.
另外一个我特别挣扎的地方就是我的经济。
I was very struggle. Financially, I'm quite struggle.
其实我从读神学结婚到现在。
From studying the Bible college.
最近可能才好，那个经济上也是在挣扎。
Until now, it's a bit better.
那在这个 前面有好多我就不讲了，就说在我在西安教会开始建立小组服事的时候。
When I started this Church of Zion Mandarin Congregation.
那时候我记得很清楚，就是说。
I remember clearly.
我就喜欢传福音，建立小组。
I just want to spread the gospel and.
师母呢也是跟我一起，但是呢生了孩子以后呢就情况不一样。
But after we have children, kids, its situation is different.
那很多的这种需要啊，这种你就发现经济上
financially
就不一样。
It's different.
那时候呢，其实我跟师母好多观点方面会有很多的冲突。
I will have different views with Susan.
我说师母
，I said,
我说苏珊，我说我是神呼召我去要传福音。
I have calling to serve God.
我不是要工作的。
I'm not going to work.
虽然我能工作
，Even though I can work.
我相信
，I believe.
踏出去就像摩西一样，红海就开始。
When I step on my foot, the sea will part.
经济就会来了。
You know, money will come.
我们不是经历过很多的神迹吗
？Didn't we, you know, experience so many miracles?
那但是我发现呢，就是说我们两个人对问题的看法好多时候不一样。
The way that we face problems is different.
那作为一个母亲呢
？As a mother.
她有她的一个角度。
She has her view.
对孩子的感受各方面。
Regarding my our kids.
我认为我信心很大。
I thought that I have big faith.
那我会讲很多属灵的话。
I will talk to her about spiritual stuff.
但是这些属灵的话呢，让他深深的受伤。
These spiritual stuff were hurt her.
因为越用属灵的话去来讲一个人呢，他会，他就说我为什么不属灵？其实他是很爱主。
When I talk to her the spiritual stuff, she, you know, she feel that maybe am I not spiritual enough? I love the Lord.
他会反而更加的没有信心，更加来。在撒旦的控告。
She looks more faith like that, you know.
曾经有一段时间，常常我会用属灵的话来讲他，你为什么没有信心
？There was a time I will talk to her in spiritual things. Why don't you have faith?
那后来
，later，
我才知道。
I know.
我才知道，就是说，我把我自己放在一个很高的位置来讲话。
I put myself in a high place.
并没有去体会别人的需要。
I wasn't understanding.Her needs, trying to understand her needs.
其实我很多的时候
Lots of time.
我就不是我的老牧师Gideon一直扶持我，我相信我的婚姻会出很大的状况。
If not, then Papa Gideon come and support me, my marriage will have trouble, will fail.
我有一次就告诉Pastor Gideon.
One time I told Pastor Gideon.
我讲这些话不是说慈母软弱。我只是在讲我们经历的一个心路历程。
他
是非常爱主。
What I'm saying is that she's not weak. I'm telling you our experience.
我说 ，Pastor Gideon.
I said, Pastor Gideon.
会不会因着我的家庭的需要
？Would it be, you know, the needs of my family?
我经济上的缺乏。
My lack of finance.
阻拦我进入神对我的呼召呢
？Will block me to enter God's calling?
我就讲一些具体的一些我们家的需要，这些都挣扎各方。
So I talked to her about what we need in our family, my struggles.
我觉得老一辈的这个非常重要，这种同情非常。
Because I know that Pastor Gideon was walking together. He is very
compassionate.
Yeah.
他有这个属灵的经验。
He has this kind of experience in the spiritual realm.
他说。你要知道
you need to know,
你的太太是爱主的
Your wife loves the Lord
神向你讲话
God talk to you
也向你的太太讲话
Also talk to your wife
难道不向你的太太讲话吗
Don't you believe God talk to your wife
你的首要的任务
Your priority is
要爱你的太太
To love your wife
你的太太生一定会向她讲话
God will talk to your wife
我就一直想，我说是不是因着我家庭的需要，我没有好好的服侍主呢
？Is it because what my family needs, I cannot serve God properly?
但是，
But,
我把这句话也讲给 Pastor Gideon。
I told Pastor Gideon like that。
他说不是这样的。
No, he said.
因为
Because.
因为上把你们两个人放在一起。
God put you guys together.
你们的婚姻是非常的重要的。
Your marriage is very important.
你们的婚姻的见证就会成为巨大的力量。
The testimony of your marriage will be very powerful.
你如果婚姻出了问题，你去给谁传福音呢？
If your marriage has have failed or have a problem, when you spread the gospel, who will believe?
但是我知道，就说神借着他来帮助我，我能够接受我当时这个家庭和属灵的一个状况。
At that time, I know that I can accept this, at that time the situation of my family and my marriage.
那我知道，就是我很多时候
lots of time.
心里面爱主，脑子里面爱主是另一回事情，但是人能够谦卑下来去爱人，那是另一回事情。
I know that in my mind, in my heart, I love God, but in the physically, you know, we need to the way to come down and humiliate is a different story.
事实上，在2003年的时候呢，就先去发预言，神在经济上要大大的祝福我。
The prophet prophesied that, you know, God will bless me abundantly, financial wise.
但是从2003年到2015年这一个阶段里面呢，并没有看到什么东西。
From 2003 to 2015, I couldn't see anything.
事实上，那时候在这个先知发预言的三个先知向我发预言的时候呢，我在那里就笑。
I was laughing.
他说：“神要赐给你月色的恩膏，将来赐给你成为金钱的管家，到一个地步。”甚至你会裁派人去中国。
So at that time, they said the prophet said, "You know, God will give you the gift of Joseph. You will be a channel of financial wise or and bless."
我当时呢，我就在那里跪下来，我就在那大笑。
At that time, I was kneeling down and laughing.
因为这是不可能。
I thought this is impossible.
那第一个，我把过去的东西都抛在脑后，我的书啊，我曾经有过发明创造啊，我全都扔掉了。
I throw away all those books.
我说我怎么去赚钱？我对钱也没兴趣。
I have no interest in money. How can I earn money?
那我下来的时候呢，我就给一个老牧师，现在还活着90多岁。
I was talking to a pastor. He's about 90 years old.
我说你。先知发的这个预言，我觉得跟我没关系。
I told him that you know the prophecy has nothing to do with me.
我说我这个人既不会赚钱，也不爱钱。
I don't love money. And I don't know how to earn money. And how is God going to give money?
他说小伙子，你就错了。
So he said you are wrong.
如果你很爱钱，说不定神就不给你钱。
Then probably God will not give you.
Anyway, 那个时候呢，我就很认真的对待这些先知的预言。
I started to pay real careful attention to the prophecy.
这三位先知是我们教会的牧者请来给我们按手做按手礼，要显明恩赐的。
So these three prophets are invited by our church to come and ordain us.
To reveal the gifts.
Reveal the gifts of each one.
是真的是神派来的先知。那但是呢，我们有好多思想上的一些障碍，就我们觉得我。不行，
but、
我不配。
Thinking, we think that we are. I don't deserve it. I can't.
甚至有时候觉得我是不是我不应该去赚钱。
I even think that I'm pastor. I shouldn't go and you know work and earn money.
那我今天是第一次在教会讲这个预言，我过去从来不讲。
This is the first time in my church I've talked about this prophecy.
因为我觉得神发的这种预言呢太大了，我不能 handle。
Because I think that the prophecy, this prophecy from God, is too big. I can't even handle.
Sometimes,
because of my human nature, we think that you know
it's
not possible and stuff.
那甚至有的人也到来我的跟前，他说他有领受牧师，那你不应该
So even some other people come and talk to me that you know, Pastor, you shouldn't go work. God will bless you.
听了这些话，有时候觉得是对的。
That is right.
有时候听了非常的难过。
And sometimes it's very sad.
我不知道你理解我的心情。
I don't know if you can understand my feel.
那就是说，就是牧师，你应该牧养，你不要去赚钱，钱就来了。
So pastor, you should just you know minister, you know money will come.
但是我不管怎么样，我自己的做法就是说，我说我的人里面一定要有这种自由。
The way that I do things is in spiritual realm, I should have this. I will have this freedom.
我要尽力做神要我做的事情。
I will do whatever God asks me to do.
所以在这几年开始，但是我的脑子里面非常清楚，我说神，你要我做什么，我就做什么。
I'm very clear that God, whatever you ask me to do, I will do.
长话短说，就说其实我们包括大家好多人看到我们的房子啊，是怎么样，带领大房子怎么样，其实不是我们要的。
So you people see my house and stuff. Actually, it's not what I want, but God has led us.
那去年的时候
，last year,
神又给我们在 Hope、
so、
有给很多的房子。
God gave us a property in Hope.
我今天大胆的在这里讲呢，我没有任何的惧怕。
So he, in here, I stand and say, I have no fear.
这是我的亲戚。Nina is my agent for two houses. 那他会有很多的见证，看到怎么样神在奇妙的在祝福我。
So she will have testimony how God amazingly blessed them.
是不是？你看到了？神，我们怎么样来遵从神的这个法则？神怎么样来祝福我
？So how we follow God's principle, and then He will bless us.
神要做的事情是远远超过我们所求。
Whatever God do is surpass our.
那第一个就是我们不能限制我们自己。
We cannot limit ourselves.
你们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你有个牧师，你希望他是一个贫穷的牧师，还是一个富足的牧师
？You want your pastor to be rich or poor?
不，你不需要来回答。
You don't have to answer.
那我们不同的宗派有不同的看法。
Different denominations have different views.
但是有些看法令人非常的伤心。
Some views.Made me very sad.
曾经有一个姐妹，这个在这个，我讲的意思是，为什么令人非常的伤心呢？就是有些东西根本不合圣经，不是从神来的，但是就是对牧师的一种特别的要求。
One said is because it's not from the Bible, it's from human, and it makes me very sad.
曾经在温哥华有一个教会，有一个姐妹，非常好的朋友。
Sisters in Christ from the church in Vancouver.
他们教会的牧师呢是十年前温哥华是薪水是500块。
Ten years ago, the pastor in the church, his salary is $500 per month.
因为家里没有钱，有两个孩子呢，师母就去做另外的一些生意。
Because the money is not enough, so his wife go out and work and do some business.
那所有教会的人说，你不应该做生意，你应该属灵，你应该来牧养教会。
So all the people in the church said you shouldn't go to work, you should just come and minister all the people in your church.
我们听了非常的气愤和难过。
When we heard this, we are very sad, angry.
后来我就问他说，你们教会弟兄姐妹的经济状况怎么样
？So I asked, what about your finances of your brother and sister, your congregation?
他说我们教会的弟兄姐妹的都有很多的问题。
We have also, problems.
我说你觉得原因是什么呢
？So what do you think the problem is?
他说了一句话，他说。
He said,
因为我们虐待传道人。
Because we have abused our pastor.
他说我们贫穷的原因是因为我们虐待传道人。
We are poor because we have abused our pastor.
那你知道很多的牧者。不能牧养下去，是因为可能自己有错误的观念，把自己陷在一个框子里。
Because pastor himself has a wrong view, or put himself in a box.
或者因着别人的要求他，把他框在一个框子里。
Or maybe other people request or view have put himself in a box.
弟兄姐妹，我要感谢神呢，就说庆祝的第一天起。
The first day that I believe in Christ.
我就是拿着圣经祷告。
I have.Hold the Bible and pray.
我说我要真实的爱主。
I will love God real.
我要真实的爱人。
I will love.
做不到就继续做。
Even I can't do it, I will continue doing it.
我不接受任何从人来的这种条条框框。
I will not accept all the rules that come from human.
所以我刚才问弟兄姐妹就说。
So、
当你知道你的牧师被祝福的时候呢，他把祝福要带下来给每一个人。
When you bless your pastor, God will
bless you. 包括经济上
，even financially.
这个不是从人哪个人，你哪个教会大教会小来的，不是。No.
This is not whether the church is small or big.
是每一个人 当我们自己对神是真诚的时候。
When we are true to God.
当然，神会来炼净我们的好多的动机。
God will come and purify our motives.
我们是不是贪钱
？Are we just about money?
Covetous. 好多人就是把这个有钱没钱作为一个属灵的一个标准，这是完全错误的。
So lots of people have measured the spiritual with, you know, if you have whether you have less money or more money.
有的人很有钱，
Some people,
但是他很爱主。
And also very loved the Lord very much.
有的人很贫穷，但是非常贪钱。
Yeah, some people is very poor and is very greedy.
所以这些东西我们不能用表面的东西去衡量它。
So we cannot measure with this thing.
我们的教会所有的弟兄姐妹要懂得创始成终的耶稣。
So we need to all the, you know, our brothers and sisters in this church will need to know God.
这个过程里面每一个弟兄姐妹他有应许。
In this process we have promises from God.
他有高山低谷。
Either in the mountains or valley.
他的任何的一个阶段都不是任何人可以去垄断的。
In any process.You cannot judge.
没有权利。
You have no authority.
自己要从那边汲取活水。
You need to go to the source and get the water.
我们必须要来跟圣经对齐。
We need to come and align with the Bible.
最主要的是来仰望创始成终的耶稣。
We need to come and focus our eyes on Jesus.
我的路并没有走完。
My journey hasn't ended yet.
这些财富的东西我也不知道来得多还是来得少。
I don't know this financially is come more or less.
如果说你的牧师成为一个非常有钱的人，你不要惊喜。
If your pastor become wealthy, then don't get surprised.
如果我变成一个贫穷的人，你也不要惊喜。
If I become very poor, then don't get surprised as well.
因为在神的手里面。
Because I'm in God's hand.
因为我的路还没有走完。
Because my journey hasn't ended yet.
你的路也没有走完。
Your journey hasn't ended yet.
是不是？
Right?
爱主不爱主？只有谁知道
love God or don't love God, who knows?
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
下面就是你自己知道。
Then you yourself will know.
啊，自己不一定完全知道。
Even you yourself might not know.
所以神在这么多年里面就说，在教导我不要弄断任何一个人。
So this year God taught me not to judge anyone.
我想弟兄姐妹是我的见证。
You know, but you guys are my testimony.
我觉得你可能举不出例子来，我哪个时候弄断那个软弱的人
？Maybe I don't think you can bring out an example that when I have judged.
因为每一个人在神的眼里面都是非常宝贵的。
Everyone is precious in God's eye.
尤其是在软弱的时候，他更宝贵。
Especially the weaker one.
当软弱的时候，神的心就在他的身上。
When you feel weak, God,
God have more compassion. God's heart is affection is more on the person.
That's right.
那个时候，我们的心也要更加的向着他。
So at that time, our heart will be more towards him.
更加的为他要带祷。
So we will pray more.
更加的要去帮助他。
We'll help him more.
不要用属灵的话来去那个尺子来量。
Don't rebuke him with the spiritual words.
因为那个尺子呢，你一量的时候，神也要量你。
So when you measure, the weaker one with the spiritual, ruler, this is how God will measure you.
所以不要用神的尺子来量你。
So don't measure yourself.
你不量别人的时候，神就不量你。
When you don't measure other people, God don't measure you.
你量别人的时候，神就开始量你。
When you do, God will do it also.
我有好多次在心里面量别人的时候，神就开始量我了。
So when I measure anyone in my heart, God measure me.
你今天传福音了没有？
Have you spread the gospel today?
那个人都要死了，到进地狱了，你为什么不给他传福音？
That man is dying. Why don't you spread the gospel to him?
那个人那么贫穷，你为什么不把你的钱给他？
That man is very poor. Why don't you give him your money?
神如用这样的尺子来量你，你担当得了吗
？When God measures you like that, can you handle it?
我知道，就是说，我们应该去分享我们的东西给别人。
I know that we should share our stuff.
应该去传福音。
We should spread the gospel.
但是每一个人这个时候他处在什么样的状况
？Everyone, you know.
他是靠着神的恩典。
It depends on God's grace.
所以我们今天呢，就是我讲这些故事，我有很多的故事可以讲。今天讲一些真实的故事，让大家知道，就是说我每一个人就是一个人而已。
there are a lot of different kind of story to share, but today I choose this one to tell you that, you know, we are just human.
没有神的恩典呢。
Without God's grace.
我们跟动物都是差不多的。
We are just like animals.
没有一个人可以夸口。
Nobody can boast.
那今天呢，就是我们讲到这里，就是我觉得我们下面的时间呢，就是我们彼此之间有些拥抱，有一些祷告，这样的我们来接纳彼此，接待彼此很重要。以后的日子里面，我们的教会里面每一个弟兄姐妹要吃生命树上的果子，不是看人，不是看这个看那个，包括也不看牧师，为牧师祷告。
We should have a little time, you know, just pray to each other, you know, have a hug, and then yeah, we'll eat the fruit of life.
主啊，实在主，我们再次来到你的跟前，主。
So we come before you.
我们真的，我们在以后的日子里面没有办法戴任何的面具。
In the later days, you know, we cannot have any mask.
主啊，因为如果我们不把面具拿下来
，If we don't take off our mask,
你也会把它拿走。
You will take it away.
因为我们的软弱，我们的需要，你太清楚。
Because you know our weakness and our needs.
我们在你面前没有任何可以。来夸口的。
We cannot boast anything in front of you.
我们今天夸口都是夸耶稣的宝血。
When I boast, I boast about Jesus Christ.
那我觉着我们先有一些自己的一些祷告在神的面前。
So just come in front of God and pray to yourself.
来我们的心里面求神来安慰、洁净我们。
So we ask God to come and purify us and comfort us.
让我们能够真实地敞开在主的面前。
So that we can have openness in front of God.
哈利路亚。但有一点大家要知道，神真的非常的爱我。
One thing you should know that God loves you very much.
我讲的故事也是让大家知道，到今天，神非常的爱我。
My story is.That I talked to you about is, you know, just to tell you that God loves me until today.
他也爱你。
God loves you as well.
向他敞开。
Open to Him.
他会带领你走过高山低谷。
He will, you know, lead you either in the valley or in high mountains.
主啊，是的，主。赞美。
We praise you, Lord.
主啊，使得这你的圣灵再次的来安慰我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Holy Spirit, come and comfort every one of us.
主啊，使得主，我们很多人走疲惫了。
We are tired, Lord.
主啊，我们需要休息。
We need to rest.
我们服侍也服侍累了。
We have served. We are tired from serving.
主啊。你来安慰每一个人。
Come and comfort us.
主啊，我们的教会很多的事情让我们也疲惫了。
There are lots of things in my church have made us tired as well.
主啊，你来亲自加力量给每一个弟兄姐妹。
Give us strength. Give the strength to everyone.
主啊，我们再次回到你的面前。
We come back to you, Lord.
主啊，你说劳苦担重担的到我跟前。都要让你得安息。
You said that your yoke are easy. Anyone come to me, will be easy as well.
Have rest.
Have rest. Everyone come.
主啊，我们好多时候搞错了。
We have mistaken sometimes, Lord.
好多时候我们觉得来到你的面前就要这样那样服侍你。
We mistaken that sometimes we come before you, we think that we should do this and do that, serve you like this and serve you like that.
主啊，你的心意就是让我们在你面前有得安息。
Your heart is to have us rested in front of you.
要让我们得安慰。
You will give us for us to have comfort in you.
得舒畅。Refreshment.
To have refreshment in front of you.
主啊，是的，主，这时候你的圣灵再次来充满每个人。
Come and fill everyone.
医治每个人内心的深处。
Heal us deeply。
我请敬拜团队咪咪，他们准备一首歌，就是 唱的时候，大家再次都在主的面前就说，让主来很深的医治你。今天早上给你唱的时候，就让主来医治我们内心的深处。
So when as we lead worship,
再次来到活水的江河。
Come to this river of life.
大家可以跟他来一起来敬拜。
Come and worship together.祷告，你日日渺小；祷告，因为我知道我需要。是的，主啊，你是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。其实我来回应一点。其实我里面有很多的羞耻，我其实很难，某些点我很难去讲出来。
I feel I have a lot of shame in my heart. It's very difficult to say in front of people.
因为我觉得当我讲出来的时候，我特别没有面子。
Because when I say it out, I feel I lose my face.
所以从小到大习惯把好的展示给别人。
So when I grew up, it became a habit. I only exhibit the bright one, bright side.
很多时候不知道什么叫真实。
I don't know what is being true.
只有来到主的面前。
Only when I come before Jesus.
我才把这些东西打开。
I can open all this.
跟爸爸妈妈的关系。
So, even my relationship with my parents.
跟丈夫的关系。
With my husband.
跟孩子的关系。
With my children.
甚至跟牧师的关系。
With my pastor.
跟权柄的关系。
With authorities.
其实我有时候说不出来的。
Lots of times, very difficult.
我里面有说不出来的一种感受。
It's something in my heart is difficult to express.
直到有一天
，till someday,
我的儿子突然跟我讲。
My son told me.
他说：“妈妈。
”And mom.
其实你很多羞耻。
And now you have a lot of shame.
你有没有觉得以你为荣呢？
Do you ever feel proud of yourself?
你有没有觉得你神以你为荣呢
？Do you ever feel that God actually is proud of yourself?
我以我每一个身份为荣呢
？Are you proud of your identity?
我突然一下子我就哭了。
Suddenly I burst into tears.
我不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to express.
我作为一个母亲
，answer as a mom.
我常常觉得我没有教育好孩子。
Many times I say I failed in.Educating children,
我就不知道我以我母亲的身份为荣。
I never was proud of my identity of a mother.
有时候我来到教会
，Sometimes when I come to the church,
我看见人都没。
When I look at the people,
我就很难以我在这个教会为荣。
I never feel proud of being in this church.
因为有时候我邀请别人来，我都不敢邀请来。
Sometimes even I try to invite people to this church. I don't know how.
其实很多的时候
，many times，
我有一个羞耻在。
Because I feel shame.
当我来到主的面前
，when I come before the Lord，
我把我的很多的羞耻
I bring my shame.
我交给主的时候
，to the Lord，
我说主啊，你在我的每一个羞耻上
，I said, Lord, please.
你揭开它
，In every part of my shame,
把你的爱浇灌下
，Pour down your love.
我才知道我需要爸爸妈妈。
So I started to know I need father and mother.
我需要丈夫。
I need my husband.
我需要孩子。
I need my children.
我需要牧师。
I need my pastor.
我需要家。
I need my
family. 我需要弟兄姐妹。
I need brothers and sisters.
所以今天
，On today,
神要来做一个改变。
The Lord is going to do something.
在你所有的羞耻上
，in any shame，
你看见主在前面
You will see the Lord.
他在你的羞耻上
in front of you.
把所有的沮丧
in all your shame, He is going to change all your frustration.
Amen.
Amen.
通通要变为喜乐
All the frustration, all the
你要为我在
Because
我为我是母亲而喜乐
You are going to be proud of yourself being a mother.
我是儿女而喜乐
Being a children.
我是一个妻子而喜乐
Being a wife.
我是一个这里的会员而喜乐
Being a member,
我是这儿的家人，我喜乐。
Being a member of this,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
你真的喜乐吗？
你 Do you really have joy?
喜乐吗？神涂抹所有的羞耻。
The Lord will, wipe away all the shame.
撒旦最大的恶。
The most, evil thing Satan did,
就是把羞耻给我。
Is to put shame upon us.
因为神要得荣耀。
Because the Lord,
荣耀的
glory,
偷窃荣耀的就是羞耻。
What steals glory? That's shame.
所以今天神要把荣耀给你。
So today, Lord is going to
挪走所有的羞耻
and remove all the shame.
Amen.
Amen.
所以当我们唱的时候，你真的说把你的哪一个地方你不敢跟神讲的？不敢跟人讲，你就敞开跟主。我觉得神今天要做深深的医治。
To the Lord，
挪走所有的羞耻。
To be trusted，
仇敌所有的偷窃毁坏。
Remove all
今天都要窒息。
Anything the Lord accuses，
神要恢复他的荣耀下来。
Lord will reveal，
轻看羞辱。
And he will despise，
奔跑前面的路程。
And run the race，
因为我们有那信。为我们摆上的信创造成功的耶稣他为成就了今天希伯来书十二章十二节
他
讲到了挪走了所以祷告
so let's pray
以假装不了祷告因为我渺小祷告当我们唱的时候你真的敞开心跟主祷告
We open our
hearts 我常说主啊
to pray.
我在这一点上我特别的羞耻你来把你的爱给我你的明亮祷告一家中
It's wrong.
每一时每一刻他都是为你预备的。牧师还说有钱哦，主不是仅仅把钱要给你，他要把更多更多的管理给你，把钱管理给你，把人管理给你，他要恢复你从开始的创造，他要恢复你身上的管理权，他要把所有的都要给你。
是的，主，
你渴望有更多的管理吗？你要管神大大的腰，你说主啊，把钱财更多的给我，因为我要管理，我要治理，我要修理，我要祝福更多的人，更多的国，更多的灵。神要把更多的人给你，因为他知道你可以管理，可以更多的爱，你有更多更多的这样的一个器皿去可以给，去可以给，去可以给。所以今天神要给你更多，不是因为你配，是因为他愿意信任你，他知道你可以起承装这样天上地上的主。主啊，把你的更多的信任交换给每个弟兄姐妹。你愿意敞开你的心吗？你愿意敞开你的手吗？把你所抓住的丢掉。你今天说我要抓，你给我的，我什么都要，我要大大的张口管你要。他不仅仅是说要钱呐、
啊，
我要更多的生命，我要更多的生命。教会下来，我们这个教会成为一个无门的教会，无墙的教会，我们的心成为一个无墙无门无限制的心。神要把更多的给我们，浇灌下来，从这流出去，从这流出去。哈利路亚，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
我相信喜乐，我们说主啊，更多的停留在我们当中，与我们同在。我们要每一个星期每一天，弟兄姐妹们，我们好不好跟主说，每一天我要看见你的神迹。真的，当你的焦点放在他的身上的时候，就好像你看见车一样。你说你要奔驰车吗？你看见所有奔驰车都在，你要看见主。
Mercedes-Benz, old Mercedes-Benz.
你看见什么？
If you want to see God,
主就是要看，让你看见主。
He will let you
给你更多。
He will let you see more.
哈利路亚，谢谢你与我们同在。主啊，孩子，这是我的祷告，
This is my
这是我的渴望。
More of your presence.
我为你而活。
I live for you.
我为你而活。所需要的力量。你每一天赐给我
all my strength,
所有的恩典
all the grace,
够我用
is sufficient to me.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告，有声无声的祷告，还有耶稣，你我们不知道怎么祷告，圣灵有不住的叹息都在替我们祈求。我们更多的看见神要开你的眼，更多的看见我们要看见看不见的那一方，主在为你成全，他在为你祷告，他在动用天使天兵，都在为你而行。谢谢主，你更多的看见。我要求亚伯拉罕的眼睛，主说你去看，你看，你看见的都是你的。
Whatever you see is yours.
你要看见吗？
Do you want to see?
你要看见吗？
Do you want to see?
主要你看见。
Lord, want you see?
主要让你看见。
See.
你看见的。
See.
都是他的。
Whatever you see.
都是你的。
Is yours.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。哈利路亚。我接着下面来，弟兄姐妹呢？ 来拥抱，来彼此来祷告，彼此来发预言，发预言。创世成中的树要成就我们的大事。下面来做动一下，来祷告，除大敞开我们的心，拿走我们心里的羞耻。来，一起来祷告，哈利路亚。